thank you for what you're going to do tonight. And I thank you for your word that you've given me to share and unpack tonight. Father, I pray it does its work. Move me way, 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 way out of the way. And Lord, you do what you do. Let your word do its work, Father. I thank you for the opportunity tonight to share your word. I thank you for this season we're going into, this series, Father, that you have laid on my heart to talk about and share. And Father, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So we are going to be talking about training for reigning, phase two. I am stoked about getting into this. I really am. My mom preached on this for a long time. She had it on the walls, training for reigning, man. She was all about it. And I want to take some time into this. And tonight, we're going to show a video, and I want us to talk about, get into this tonight, training for reigning. Jennifer, you ready to share that video? Yes, it's going to be awkward, so you got to turn it real quick. Watch the video. We've seen the video, but I want y'all to see it again. Come on. Hey, I was thinking about it, the Lord was showing me at the very beginning of this how, you know, there was some exaggeration going on with that working out, wasn't there? Just a little bit. No, that was actually a sweat. It's hot. It don't take much. But, you know, there was some exaggeration that was happening there. You ever met people that exaggerate things? Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've met a lot of folks that are in the gym that will exaggerate their ability to accomplish different weights in the gym. You know, you ever met the folks that will, they'll tell their great fish stories? Gotta fish this big! It's a lie from the devil's hell. You know it's only this big. Come on, right? You know, I always get a chuckle out of this when I go to the gym. And yes, I go to the gym. Y'all hush, okay? And so, I go in there and I see these little fellas that are walking around like this, you know? I always get a laugh out of it because it's like, you know, you ain't all that. I mean, it's like I love my son, but it's like, you know, it's like him, he's gonna walk around like that, like he's all slow. Now he's got some muscle, but he ain't slow. But you know what I'm saying? All right. Now, Brian, he's got some muscle. He's a big fella, so he walks around like that. But John's got some guns, so he walks around that way. You know, it's funny we talk about we know people outside of the church that we can relate to that are like that. But you know what? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of folks in the church that are just like that too. Now walk around trying to be bigger than what they are and trying to walk around like this. Okay. But, you know, the first little wind of diversity comes around, they're the first ones to jump ship. They're the first ones to gripe about a paint color and leave a church because of a paint color. Come on, how stupid is that? But it's happened. There's folks that, now not you guys, you guys are elite, you guys are incredible. You're coming out on Wednesday night, I'm not talking about y'all, but I'm talking about just the church in general. We know them. Miss Brother Sergiano, you know who I'm talking about. You know those folks out there that try to put on a facade. But, man, I'm telling you, the first sign of gossip, the first sign of the any kind of negative, oh, they're on it like white on rice. Come on. They'll buy into negative. They'll buy into anything. Come on. They'll blow with whatever information. They will move with whatever. Come on. It's so important that Paul wrote 3/4 of the Word of God, the New Testament, talking to the church, trying to correct that. It's been happening for a long, long, long time. Church folk trying to put on a facade. Trying to be somebody that they're not, putting on a face. Come on, putting on a churchy face. You've been around church long enough. You know folks that are just that way. They put on a churchy face. You know what I'm talking about, okay? They pretend, but then they go home, and then they live the worldly lifestyle. But they'll come in on Sundays, and they'll praise the Lord, but be cussing people out on Monday. Come on. They're out there. And Paul writes so much of the New Testament, all these letters to the church, trying to fix that. And I want to talk about a scripture that Paul wrote in Philippians 2:12. We already talked about it. Paul says, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Paul says, listen, the church has got to get into this. You got to work it out because God's called you to do amazing things. He's called us to do amazing things, to walk in the miraculous, to not be blown around by every little negative word and be blown around by this or that, to be above all that. Read it. That's what it's all about. He's talking about so much is that the church to rise up and be the church. He said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Well, you know, just work out your walk with the Lord. Walk it out and actually do this thing. Don't just play church. We talk about that all the time. Don't just play patty cake around church and then go back and live the way you want to live. Listen, the Word of God is all about correcting and changing and rebuking. That's all Paul did. Read his books. He corrected. I'm telling you, you know, there's a chapter in Hebrews. Now, it's the author of Hebrews, some people say it's Paul, not really sure, okay? But the author of Hebrews, check this out. Go to Hebrews chapter 5. You talk about a slap in the face to the church. I love it. When I read it, I fell over. It was incredible. I don't know about you, but I love when I hear the Word of God being preached. It slaps me upside the head. When I feel like, oh, yeah, that's not, I haven't been doing that right. I need to really follow what the Word of God is saying. I need to change some things up. Hebrews chapter 5, I want to read chapter 5, verse 14 first. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Are you there? Come on, we got to train. Word of God, Paul's telling you, you got to work out your faith. We've got to train. Amen. Listen, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature who, by constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. They've been in training. They've been chewing on real food, solid food, to distinguish what's right and wrong. Amen. We see, and the author saying this. Now, this is what I love, because a few scriptures right before that, he is slapping the church in the face. All right, I love it. Check this out. I got giggy after this one. This is incredible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. See, 1 through 10, he's talking, and he gets really depth. I mean, it's some deep information right there. And he stops all of a sudden. Pastor, have you ever been in your message and you feel like people just ain't getting what you're trying to bring? Don't, you know, that's a, you know, you've been there. I mean, even during worship, you know, you're sitting there worshiping. Y'all ain't feeling what I'm feeling, because if y'all were feeling what I'm feeling, y'all would be a whole lot more alive. Y'all wouldn't be just sitting there looking like you're playing patty cake. You'd be all up in this. Come on, that's what, and that's what, Pastor, come on, we feel that sometimes when we're preaching. You feel like people just come out with these stone faces. Just, I feel like this is what happened with this author. He goes, okay, we have much to say about this. So he had to stop. He goes, look, well, there's a lot to say about this. But it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. See, you're not going to get it because you done stopped trying to understand it. You done sitting there just playing church. You think you already know. You ain't trying to understand it. Come on. Anyway, it gets even better. He goes, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to, you ought to be teachers at this time. He says, but you need someone to be teaching the elementary truth of God's word all over again. See, and see, at this point in your life, you've been in church for long enough. You ought to be teaching the word, but you're not, because you hadn't been listening to it. Come on. You haven't been practicing it. He's just slapping the church upside down the other. He said, because you haven't, because you've been playing patty cake, you hadn't been training. Come on. He said, you haven't been listening. And so then in verse 13, he said, anyone who lives on milk, come on, fluffy, nice, soft words, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Come on. In other words, you're just not getting it, man. You're not doing it. You're not even listening to it. And then Hebrews 14 says this, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Come on, we have got to be training every day of our lives. Amen. We got to be ready for the things that God has in store for us. We've got to be ready for those spur-of-the-moment times to go out and share the gospel. The Word of God says for us to be ready in season and out of season. For whatever time, everything that comes around, be ready for it. I remember this moment we had this outreach at this park. It was beautiful, beautiful morning, crisp. Oh, it was incredible weather, Miss North. It was amazing. We got out there. We were going to sit. Our church was going to bring up the sound system to this outreach and be a part of that aspect of this ministry. So that's all that I had in my head was we're just going to go out there and we're going to set the sound system up. So we get out there and we're setting this sound system up, and I'm going to DJ. It's cool. I got my mind set around this, and I think Brother North was even out there. I'm not sure. Anyways, there was a lot of folks started showing up to this thing. It was incredible. And the guy that was heading it off, he came to me, and this was, man, it was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago. Probably longer than that. He said, he came up to me and said, "Hey, I feel like you're supposed to give the gospel message today." I ain't feeling that, bro. I don't know about that. He says, "Why not?" He goes, "Oh, man, I just, you know, just see what happened was I wasn't ready. I hadn't been training like God called me to train. I've been sipping on the milk. I've just been going to church playing patty. Come on, amen. I wasn't in there like I needed to be." God's called us to be ready in season and out of season. So we have got to be constantly training in the Word, listening to the messages, getting into it, diving in with both feet. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Because the thing is when we are training, we can decipher the evil, the truth and the false, the right and the wrong, the gossip and the actual facts. Come on, amen. We can decipher and see evil for evil. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." Come on, there's an enemy that wants to attack every aspect of your life. And we've got to be on the absolute top-notch alert for all these enemy tactics. Amen. So that's why Paul's saying, you've got to work this salvation out with fear and trembling. You've got to train. You've got to be ready. You've got to prepare. Come on, amen. Training means preparing for something to accomplish. Training means preparing for something to accomplish. You know, that's what we do. That's what training is about. We're preparing. But you know, when we're preparing, you got to change some things up. You know, let me ask you this, if you watch the same amount of TV, the same amount of phone time, you eat the same food, you work your 9 to 5, and that's it. Come on. If you do nothing different from a regular routine, do you really expect anything to change? Preparation means you actually got to change some things up. Come on, amen. You know, I got to keep my notes here. You've got to change. So he goes, if you can't keep doing the same old, same old, and expect anything different than the same old, same old. If you keep doing the same old, come on, you can't keep doing the same old, and expect anything different than the same old. You've got to change some things up a little bit, don't you? You've got to work out a little bit. The Word of God says we got to train. We've got to work out our salvation. You know, I love to climb and hike 14 years in Colorado. I love it. It is the hardest thing, the most painful thing. It is horrible on my body. It is brutal. But I love it. It's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life, and I've tried it several times, and I've done it 4 times. It's incredible. I love it. I'm going to do it many more times. Thank you, Jesus. Prophesy. Okay? But I have to train a long time to get ready for that. I can't just all of a sudden, because it's such a physically taxing thing, I have to change some things up in my life to get ready for that. I have to work a little harder. I have to work out a little harder. I have to prepare for that a little bit stronger. I got to go into training. I've got to jog a little bit more. Come on, I got to change some things up. Hallelujah. Yeah. One of the first times I went out there, one of the first times I went to try to climb a, I say try, I got to the tree line. I got to the tree line, and I'm like, dead. I'm done. I'm like, this Texas white boy is not cut out for these Colorado mountains. No, I'm too fat for this. And so I'm sitting there trying to not die, and this guy, this older gentleman, probably 70 years old, just not even using the trail, is just tromping up the mountain. I'm just like, sorry, son. That guy, talk about just training always. He's ready. Come on. Amen. You know, sometimes we got to change some things up. You know, we changed some things up tonight, didn't we? This looks a little different, right? Come on. I love it. You know, training doesn't feel good. Training does not feel good. Sometimes, you know, when waking up a little extra early, come on. That's a little challenging, isn't it? Because that pillow God sure feels good. Come on. Let's be real. All right. Changing things up doesn't feel good all the time. Come on. You know, this is a little awkward, even in this situation, preaching like this. It's kind of weird. It's weird for me. All right. But in order to, we've got to change some things up, because I'm telling you, we can't just keep doing the normal and same old things, because when we do the same old things, we're going to expect the same old things. Come on. We've got to change some things up. And when we change some things up, sometimes it's a little awkward. Sometimes it's a little painful. And it doesn't feel good sometimes. Amen. Come on, but listen, you know, the whole point, the thing is, when we're training and we're doing this for a purpose, because God's called us to do amazing things. So when the pastor preaches a little bit longer, we're not sitting there grumping and griping. We're actually all up in that word, because we've been training. We're into it. We're listening. Come on, when Miss North sings a song that just ain't your favorite song, you've been training. You just jump all up in it. It don't matter. Come on. Amen. When the drummer messes up. When the drummer's too loud. It's okay. I'll just step in the back. That's why the back is always full. Because come on. That way when the evil things come around, when we're training and we're doing, we're changing things up and we're training, we're ready for what anything the enemy has. We're ready for when God says go, we can go. And we can do what God's called us to do and run the race. Amen. We have to be prepared, because God did not call you and I to live in the mundane. Have you ever read the Bible? Have you read it? Because see, this thing is so violent. It is so action-packed. It is shifting and moving people all over the place. And this whole thing is, be prepared, prepare, prepare, prepare. Because God is moving and moves so many people around in this thing, and shifts and molds and does so many incredible things. Do you really think God has called us to do anything different from this? Do you really think God has called us to live, to work a 9-to-5, go on a little vacation, even though I love vacations, and I'm so jealous of Brother Sister North going on a vacation this next weekend, but I'm not really trying to throw that out or anything. But you know, but God didn't call us to do just those things. And those things are great. Yes, we're supposed to work and provide for our families. Yes, but that's not what everything that God has called us to do. He's called us to do amazing, have an amazing encounters, and taking us to incredible places. I love it. He didn't call us to live this mundane life. And in closing, I want to talk to you about my mom for a little while. I love my mom, and I will never stop talking about my mom. I will never stop telling the stories about my mom. And even though we may hear it over and over again, I don't care. Because I'm not going to let the memories of my mom die. She's got too powerful of a testimony. My dad, too. Come on, you got testimonies. See, some, what, 25, 28, 30, how many years, Pastor? 28, 25 years ago, God laid it on my mom and dad's heart to start a church. Now, let me tell you something. They were both involved with ministry. You've got to be doing some serious training, some serious listening, to hear that voice call you to be a pastor. Because if you're involved around me, all kinds of crud can come your way at being involved with ministry. Now, God gave them both the vision of New Life Ministries. At the same time, they came together and like, holy crap. God gave us this incredible vision. And they both began to develop, and God began to pour and pour. I remember sitting down with them. They sat down with me and my brothers, and they said, hey, guys, we're going to do something different. We're going to go on this journey. But we had no idea what kind of journey it was going to be. But we were good. We were game. We said, whatever you guys want to do, let's do it. We're with you. We've got your back. We're in this thing together. Let's do this. And the journey began. Nothing mundane about it. God began to lay on their hearts. It started in a garage in Fort Worth. Come on, cold. Amen. It was awesome. And then God began to move us to Alvarado. Come on. Actually, we were in Alvarado. We were in Fort Worth a little bit, going to a couple different houses. God moved us to Alvarado. And then all of a sudden, God began to move, and we lay on their hearts to start a school. So they started the school. Miss North was my teacher. She's fantastic. She learned me good. All right. She tolerated me. She had to do a lot of praying, a lot of fasting. But so God laid it on their heart to start a school, an adventure that brought them to incredible moments, to pour into so many young people's lives, to impact lives like nobody's business. It was incredible. There's nothing mundane about walking in obedience to the Lord, with the Lord. God can take us to so many places and so many opportunities. So many opportunities to sing and worship in different places. And so they begin that journey, and the Lord closes that door and then opens the door for the mission field. Next thing you know, they're all up in Mexico, traveling all up and down in there and sharing the gospel. Come on, when them little guys using the lights with the battery, making the lights flash on and off. Come on. And mom preaching in front of thousands. It's incredible. The stories, the history of New Life and mom and dad traveling and doing what God's called them to do. And this whole time, mom preaching and teaching, train. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen down the road. You have no idea what doors can be opened. And she trained, and she trained, and she trained. And the Lord began to close the door from the mission field. No idea what was about to be happening physically. Mom's still preaching, training for rain. And then mom's health began to decline. Still preaching, training. Never stopped training. Never stopped going after the King of Kings. Never stopped. Never relent. Don't back down. Train. To the time where she physically was having an extremely difficult time. Well, remember where she just sat right there in a chair because she couldn't stand on a Wednesday night. And she just sat in a chair in front of, and having a little stand in front of her. Never stop training. Because I'm telling you, everything she had been preparing and working and serving was preparing to walk through all this. And I'm telling you, she walked through hell and back. I'm telling you. And it was hard. Hard to watch as a son. Hard to see it. But I'm telling you, what made me and encouraged me so much and impacted so many of us is the fact that she was so determined she was going to get up and do everything she could because she wanted people to serve the Lord. She wanted to understand the importance of reading the Word of God, the importance of serving, the importance of training and developing your faith because you have no idea what's down the road. You know, I have no idea the door's going to be open, no idea what's going to happen, circumstances, but we got to be ready for it. She preached it, she lived it, and she walked it up into the final few days of her life in the hospital. I'm telling you, joy, peace, love, man. It's incredible. Blown away. ministering to the nurses and the love, man, it's incredible. Until the Lord healed her. She went home. She never stopped training because she knew the importance and the value of training. We can never stop training. Paul's pushing us so hard. Train. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. No, it's not easy. No, it doesn't feel good sometimes. Because we've got to change some things up. You've got to do things differently. I'm telling you, my challenge to you, as we leave today, only 30 minutes, that's incredible. As we leave today, I'll preach another 20 minutes, hang on, no, I'm just kidding. So, listen, the thing is I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you to get before the Lord. And you ask God to challenge you, what do I need to change? Oh, he will show you. In fact, I believe he's already been tugging at a lot of hearts and things that need to be adjusted. And I don't mean, yeah, we need to spend some more time in the Word of God. Yes, we need to spend some more time in prayer, and those are fantastic things. And yes, we need to understand the Word of God. But I mean adjusting things just on your everyday life and the way we talk to people and the way we encounter people. The way we communicate with our kids, the way we communicate with our spouses, the way we communicate, spending time with people, turning phones off, turning the electronics off, spending time with your kids, spending time with your spouse and your family. Change some things up, and I promise you, you're going to see some amazing things happen. We've got to be training all the time and having that in the forefront of our hearts. When we come in on Sundays, this is the training ground. This is the training ground. Hearing God's word, not just listening to it. Come on. Like Hebrews said, you ought to be a whole lot further along. Sometimes. Okay. But, you know, the thing is God did call us to do amazing things, and we got to do training all the time, constantly training. And next week, I want to land on raining, and then we're going to really start diving into more deeper things with the Word of God. And tonight, I just wanted to land on training, the importance of training. Be a trainer. Always be training. Be ready for what God has for you, because God did not call us to live a mundane life. Get into the Word deeper. Spend more time in the Word of God, but be praying. Spend time with your family. Spend time with that. Invest there. Change some things up. Seek God's face on this. Lord, what do you want me to change? What can I change up? Change things, something up. Do some things that are different. Amen? Because when we do things differently, we see different results. Amen? Father, we love you. God, I thank you for your word tonight. Lord, we thank you for this amazing group. God, I thank you for this church body. Lord, I thank you for the maturity in this church. Lord, I thank you for growth in this church. Spiritual growth, physical growth, God. I thank you for seats to be filled in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the souls that are going to be saved in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for a maturity in this church body to help grow and develop and walk into your everything that you have for all of us, Father, so that we can share your word in deeper ways. We can do your work and invite people and share the gospel with people, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. Hey, I want to encourage you to come back next Wednesday. We're going to have an awesome time Sunday. Pastor, you've been ready, spending all kinds of hours burning the midnight oil, getting ready for Sunday. Come on. It's going to be good. We are going to be back out here Saturday. And trying to wrap up some of the things on our, kind of finalize our work time. We're trying to wrap up a couple of things. So if you want to be able to come out and help out there, we'll be back out here at 8 o'clock and work right till 12. And that evening, out there on the square, I want to invite you there too. We're going to have an awesome time. Even if you just come out and hug some necks and just see what's going on, come out. Bring your chair. That's right. We're going to have a fun time. We've got some bouncy houses that our church is providing for this event. We're going to have a table out there with some stickers or tattoos, whatever you want to call it. All right? We're going to have fun that. We're going to bless these little kids in this area, that area of our with ministry. Well, they're going to have music, live music, and just a fun time of fellowship. So I just want to encourage you to come out for that. It's from 4 to 8, right? 4 to 8. And so even if you come out for a couple of hours and enjoy and leave, it's fine. But come out and plan to join us there. Amen? All right. Love you guys.